a new vegetable, you know. But I think that I can remember that in
now,
his
I was wondering about that because I was thinking, well, if he was into these scientific goats, I was thinking he might have all kinds of vegetables.
Oh, yes, he loved that. And that was when he'd get home from the office in the afternoon. It was always to the garden. And I think he worked off all of his frustrations and out there in this vegetable garden. But there was never a weed in it, you know.
Yeah.
And he raised these little cherry tomatoes. He loved those.
Mm-hmm.
But his all different types of tomatoes. I can remember his tomatoes especially well. His parsnips, he loved that.
Mm-hmm.
He had beans and peas and corn and beets. And his pole beans and his bush bunch beans. Then he always had a few berries and grapes and and on the farm we had this vineyard in addition to the orchard.
Oh, wow.
with the white and the blue grapes. I can remember that very well too. But of course my brother, who died in March on the farm that we used to have,
mm-hmm.
And his son now lives on the old farm place. And then my brother built a house out on the Highway 27, you know, on the other end of the farm. But back to the vegetable garden. I never cared too much for parsnips. I thought they were a little strong. But he always raised the salad greens, the lettuce and the radishes and the green onions and sweet peppers, both green and red. And the Chinese cabbage, I remember he used to raise that too.
That doesn't have a head. How does
it? It looks a little bit like celery to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Sure, I know.
Reminiscent of it in some way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What about squash?
I can't remember anything that he didn't raise. Some of them escape my mind at the moment, but I know that he had about an acre including both gardens, you know, but he would always plant two every spring. And then as one matured, he'd plow that up and plant it again and something else, you know. So, and he loved to give these vegetables away, you know, so he was always looking for people who wanted them.
You said he grew berries. What kinds?
He had raspberries over there. I love the raspberries. And he had, for a while, he had these dewberries and some boysenberries. Those three I remember. Now, the blackberries and huckleberries grow wild, so there's no point in ever putting out any of those vines. But the others, you do have to grow them if you get them, you know.
What about strawberries?
No, he never had strawberries. Of course, strawberries were always, in later years, they've always been so plentiful around here.
Oh,
that,
yeah, that's right.
But so he didn't have any in his garden, though.
Yeah, well, did you have a fence around your garden?
Yes.
Would it be different from the one around your house?
Yes.
Well, what would the one around the garden be made of?
It was usually a wire fence.
Oh, yeah. And so for that, you'd have to dig holes and put the
posts in there. Uh-huh. And then you staple the wire onto the posts, you know.
Oh.
They were spaced about 8 feet apart, I would say. And you had to do that to keep chickens and animals and everything out of it.
Out of it. Uh-huh. So you'd have to staple it to each one of them.
Staple it to each one, yeah. I would say the posts usually go about 2 feet in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd staple it from the bottom to the top because it had to be, it's going to get a few licks. People is going to back into it or a horse is going to run over it or something.